Well, I wanted to lose it on the cruise because I know if I go, because the bad thing, I'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know, we've got, we're back on the air. I forget sometimes. I'm enraptured by the audience that is sitting here. And what did you all think of that incredible dish Chef Eric just made?
Hey, fantastic.
Thank you, Dominique. Thank you, Renee.
Oh, very funny.
No, it's fantastic. And Chef, you really nailed it with the hot. The hot was just perfect.
Yeah, just a little bit of that Serrano goes a long way. I used 1.5 Serrano peppers. So.
And you know what? I was opining to this wonderful audience here that after I ate the food, it leaves a little warmth in your mouth. Then you take a fine cigar. I like a medium, mild to medium cigar. This is a little heavier on the medium side. But when you draw in, it enhances the oils from the pepper. And it makes your mouth just all warm and fuzzy. And it just, it's a perfect match for what you made, Chef Eric.
Well, good.
Again,
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Now, you are getting ready to do something and cook with something that I had the privilege and the honor to live in the heart of Cajun country. Lafayette, Louisiana, Brobridge, Cairn Crow, Scott, all that area down there, the heart of Cajun country. And they love to cook with a particular sausage that is more popular now because really of Paul Prudhomme. But andouille sausage. And the neat thing about Eric is building up at the produce barn. He's building up.
The other Eric.
Yeah. His is with a C, yours is with a K.
Wow.
Which really, guys, really?
Big difference.
That's what he said. But I won't tell you why he said C is better than K, because I don't start fights on this show.
Uh-huh.
I'm a peace builder.
Sure.
But he has done an amazing job of starting to bring things in that are seasonal and fresh. And he's got all kinds of other things you can go over there and get. And the people over there are very friendly, very helpful. And you know what? If you just want to get something quick on the way home, or you want some fresh veg, he's bringing a whole new shipment. He goes every 2 to 3 days to the farmer's market and gets locally grown. Now, in the state of Georgia, there's locally grown means any state that touches the border of Georgia is considered locally grown if you can bring produce from any state that touches or borders Georgia. So that's why we're getting a lot of the produce that we're getting. It's in its early stages because you're bringing it up from Florida. And Florida touches Georgia's. Ergo, locally grown. I am just full of it tonight.
You are. But that's good. I actually didn't know that. I didn't know that was the
And I didn't know. There goes Anthony. Anthony works here, and Anthony has, he's the only one I've ever seen that has the guts to wear skinny jeans in a cigar store and wears it proudly.
He's the only one we know in a cigar store that could get away with wearing skinny jeans.
What do you mean? Yeah. You ever seen me in skinny jeans?
Absolutely not.
You're right.
Certain nightmares should never, ever happen.
Counselor, is there any way we could talk like lawsuits, libel, or anything? Oh, God, he's even on your side.
Oh,
okay. All right. Well, anyway, Chef Eric, I led up to andouille sausage, and you're going to use andouille. Talk a little bit about it and the flavor profile.
Well, so andouille is a pork sausage that is heavy on paprika and certain other miscellaneous spices that are really a combination of some Spanish influence and over time some French influence.
Yep.
As well. So it's a really wonderful sausage. If you've ever seen it, it's usually already smoked for you. However, sometimes you can get andouille that's prior to it having been smoked or cooked. And I love using that, like I would use chorizo, like from in a Mexican dish, use andouille that way, because the flavors of the cumin, the paprika, and the pork, it all just goes together so beautifully.
Is there an Argentinian chorizo?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it better than the Mexican chorizo?
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, God.
No,
see, Bob is of Mexican descent, Eric is of Argentinian descent, and I'm of Irish descent. We could care less. We just like to drink and see a fight.
Well, you got opinions on potatoes, I know.
Well, Irish always know the right potato.
Okay. All right. Actually, you guys do have some opinion on sausage, though. When you do...
Bangers?
Yeah, well, not just bangers, but when you do, like, an Irish breakfast, you know, typically you've got a some black pudding.
Oh, yeah.
You know, blood sausage. I love blood sausage.
Do you?
So you got black and white pudding, typically, and that's, you know, they call pudding sausage. I don't know what that's
no,
about.
No, we call it, in Ireland, we call it pud.
You don't call it pud. Stop with the pud.
I had to get it. There are certain words that drive him absolutely insane. So if you really want to get on Chef Eric's bad side, next time you walk up to him, tell him your favorite dessert is a good banana pud.
No, banana pudding is fine. Banana pud is not fine. And that's what you
see, I walked the streets of London, streets of Dublin.
Searching for banana pudding?
No, but I had spotted dick.
Well, I've heard about that.
Have you ever had it? It's a dessert type thing. It's got raisins in it, ergo the spotted. It's good. It's different if you like that kind of thing. I don't like savory. I'm not big into savory puds. I like lots of sweet, lots of vanilla, lots of everything. But I digress. I see that onion is beautiful. I see you're chopping away on it, and I do not see a tear coming from your tear duct.
That is because that is a real sweet Vidalia onion from Schumann Produce.
Oh, my, a real sweet onion. But how would you know, Chef Eric?
Well, because it says so on the bag and the tag.
Then it is.
It is.
See how we mix that around and you didn't, I mean.
And if it didn't.
You're just.
It ain't.
Eating an onion.
No. You're changing the tagline. You can't change taglines.
No, but it's true. If you eat any other Vidalia onion, but here's a little learning lesson. Can I digress here for a minute?
Well, you normally do, don't you?
Well, as a matter of fact, in the South, which I've been down here 25 plus years, and in Vidalia, Georgia, from up north, you call it Vidalia. Everybody outside of the South calls it Vidalia. But this year, they decided they were going to start a campaign to make people more knowledgeable about the Southern heritage, which is the Vidalia onion. Now, I said Vidalia, which is the wrong way to say it. It's called, how does my shirt say it? Say it out loud, everybody. Read my shirt. It's a hell of a billboard. There you go. Vidalia onion. Now, if you say that, people are going to look at you and say, oh, you must be from the South. And you look at them and say, I know, and I love it, ma'am or sir. But anyway, Vidalia onions, there are only 18 counties in the state of Georgia where you can grow a true Vidalia onion. There are many knockoffs, Texas Sweet, Maui Wowie. I mean, there's all kinds of sweet onions out there. Nothing is sweeter than the Vidalia onion.
Wait, Maui Wowie, isn't that something different?
I wondered if you were going to catch that. Yeah, you spent some time in Colorado.
I think that's an entirely different kind of
yeah, but I'll tell
herb.
You what, I've heard that when they use that herb, it's as sweet as it can be. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
well,
that.
I know you don't.
No, I really don't.
But all kidding aside, the Vidalia onion is very, very special. It's the crown jewel of the produce of the state of Georgia. And they're very, very proud of it. They're very, very protective of it because it's such an incredibly sweet onion. And Schumann Produce, actually, the only contest they ever had to pick the sweetest onion, the sweetest of the Vidalias, went to Schumann Produce. So they literally are the sweetest onions on earth. When you mix those with andouille sausage, whoo, mama.
Okay, you done? Okay. So what I've done in the meantime is I chopped up those onions. I actually diced them into a small dice. And I'm going to bring my heat down now to about 200. I've got onions, garlic, oil, tomato paste, because if you're going to use tomatoes in a dish, start out with tomato paste. A lot of people, I've seen people do recipes similar to this, where there's no tomato paste to be found, and that just doesn't make any sense to me. And then once again, I want to deglaze the pan just a little bit, cool it down just a bit, a little bit of wine. All right. See how that picks up all that nice, beautiful stuff. I've got some cumin in here. And it starts to create sort of its own little sauce. Now, I could pretty much just eat the andouille like this. By the way, you can also use here a ground pork of some sort if you don't have access to andouille. And what you're going to be doing at this stage is just browning it all up. All right, I'm going to bring that way down just to keep it sort of cooking a little bit. And then we're going to, if I can get onto my phone here.
Well, while you're looking, the great thing about the induction burners that you're using, Chef Eric, the beauty of induction burning, oh, it's 1 minute. Thank you, Bob. The beauty of the induction burner is when you need to turn the temperature down, you turn it down, it immediately drops to that temperature. And...
yeah, it doesn't get hot. All right, so just so you know, I'm going to be dicing up some tomatoes. And we're going to add this in. We're going to add 8 ounces of tomato sauce in as well. And then we'll come back and we'll start talking about the lasagna.
And while he's getting ready to tell you more about it and chopping it all up and putting it all together, I'll remind you, we are Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are live at The Cigar Shop with 2 P's and an E, the finest cigars and tobacco. It's all about food, fun, celebrating cigars, food, and we're going cruising in a week or two, baby.